It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Glad you could be here. Worldwide sales of heat pumps, they are set to soar to record levels in coming years. And that's according to the International Energy Agency, pointing out that it's the global energy crisis that's accelerating demand. But what about Wisconsin winters? Can we rely on heat pumps just like a conventional furnace and AC unit? Call in with your questions and comments about heat pumps, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Travis Herzog is a residential estimator and heat pump specialist for Midwest Heating and Cooling. Travis, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
All right, so sort these out for us. The EPA says there are three main kinds of heat pumps. It's air-to-air, water source, and geothermal. Can you explain the distinctions?
Yeah, absolutely. So air-to-air heat pump is going to be either a traditional heat pump. It almost looks like an air conditioner or a mini split system. And what that does is it draws the outdoor air, and depending on the temperature, either going to warm or cool that air and then send it through your forced air system or ductlessly through the wall head unit. Your water to air source heat pump is going to draw outdoor air and actually use a water-based system with a hydronic system that's going to run through a forced air system. And then your geothermal is going to actually be a ground loop that you're going to have a drilling company drill, and you're going to run that through, again, a forced air system, but that is a little bit more intricate process with construction.
And so what type of system do you see that's most popular with customers? Where are people trending?
Air-to-air. There's only a few air-to-water source systems, and geothermals are either space-restrictive or cost-restrictive, so the air-to-air is definitely the most popular.
And so with air-to-air, you mentioned this is one unit. It's one unit doing the heating and the cooling. Where do you place it?
So think about it. Let's talk about unitary systems. So if you think about it, it looks just like an air conditioner. It's a little bit wider and taller than a traditional than most traditional air conditioners. And it's going to actually hook up just like an air conditioner would hook up, but you have a double stack coil in above your furnace. Normally you just have one A-shaped coil for an air conditioner. This will have two that either heat or cool. And then you are going to have a backup air handler with a heat kit, or you're going to have a traditional furnace, and it'll switch off based on the thermal points for the heating portion of it, and it'll run 100% of your cooling.
So considering like our current gas furnace, how does it integrate with our home's ductwork?
Great question. So it'll integrate just like a normal AC system and furnace system. It'll look exactly the same. The coil set will just be a little bit taller. The biggest thing is how the furnace and the outdoor heat pump figure out at what temperature do we switch over, what makes sense, what is best for the system itself. And there's actually a communicating technology between the two systems. So there's only certain furnaces that can communicate with these heat pumps.
All right, let's talk efficiency and make some comparisons here. You know, the EPA says modern heat pumps can lower electricity costs for heating by as much as 50% compared to furnaces and baseboard heaters. So are the upfront costs for heat pumps more expensive than traditional, than conventional furnaces?
Yes and no. And that comes down to the way that the government has set up this rebate system. So initially you're going to spend a little more, but right now you can qualify for $2,000 tax credit, focus on energy, $1,300. So right off the bat, there's $3,300 that'll come off of the system, both for focus and a tax credit.
Okay, so the federal tax credit covers 30% of the cost of purchase and installation up to $2,000. Is that now underway?
The 25C tax credit is available, and you can see that on IRS.gov. The form itself is not available yet, but it will be before the tax, before next year's tax season. So it is a form they're working on, but it is something that is currently available at this time.
I'm going to reintroduce you here for a moment as we talk about heat pumps and get your questions answered. Travis Herzog, residential estimator for an HVAC company. You can join in the conversation. What you want to know about heat pumps, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. You know, how well does a home need to be insulated for the heat pump to work at maximum efficiency?
I would say, you know, it's going to work either way. It's just if you want to maximize your home's energy efficiency, you want to be at least the average, if not slightly above. But I think in this cold climate, everyone should be at that level.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, another thing in terms of efficiency, what are the comparisons that you can make between high-efficiency gas furnaces that are on the market and heat pumps that you're putting in?
It comes down to how much energy it's going to actually output based on how much gas furnace needs for BTUs. So you get into this kilowatts per BTU versus BTUs itself. And once you do the calculation, you figure out about 15 to 20 degrees is your sweet spot where you want to switch over to the gas furnace. But if you're running in the mid-20s, 30 degrees, 40 degrees, this is going to be probably about 20 to 30% more efficient than most high-efficiency for heating.
Wow, that's really significant. You know, as you talk with customers about them, do you find that, you know, we're looking at numbers here and that there's a surge of demand for heat pumps? What is the demand like here in Wisconsin?
It's pretty high. We work with a company out in Madison, Renew Energy. So we tend to get a lot of people that are going the solar route and trying to get off of natural gas. And as that kind of starts to come to a head, I think we'll see more and more of it in the future.
Okay. Let's take a call now. Mitch joining us from Middleton. Mitch, hi.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. So, yeah, my question is for our, you know, you mentioned it at the beginning with the really sub-zero winters and really cold nights. Do we need like a backup system for these heat pumps, whether it's our existing furnaces or if we want to make the switch to all electrical, would like a electric baseboard heat work as a backup system if they are needed?
Thank you, Mitch. Yes, great question. Travis?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're talking about going all electric, what you want to look at is you want to look at doing an air handler system. Our system actually uses a comfort bridge, technology with a cool cloud app, it's called, and you actually have a communicating system. So we can put a heat strip that'll back up with electric to your duct system, so you don't need baseboard heat or anything. We can put a traditional forced air system in. It would just use that electric as backup when it gets too cold.
Is that a misconception you find about heat pumps that they don't work here in Wisconsin because in bitterly cold, it just wouldn't be feasible?
All the time. There's a very older generation of HVAC work that folks have always had the traditional, they don't work, they don't work, they don't work. And there's still some of that mentality, but technology has really come a long way. And we're one of the people on the forefront of it trying to tell people, no, it does work, and we've proven that time and time again.
Travis Herzog is a residential estimator and heat pump specialist in Maguanago. Join in with your questions on how to heat and cool your space, what you wonder about heat pumps. Perhaps your furnace is on its last legs and you're doing your research on heat pumps. Call in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As heat pumps steadily make their way into people's homes and demand surges in other parts of the world, we wonder in Wisconsin, can they withstand our frigid temps? We've been talking about that. Call in with questions about heat pumps and transferring of heat efficiency, 800-642-1234. Travis Herzog is here, heat pump specialist in Wisconsin. Travis, we've talked about handling the sub-zero weather. What about heat waves? How can heat pumps handle the really hot weather?
Yeah, they're even better than your traditional air conditioning systems because they use the ones we like to use an inverter technology. So they can be a 10 to 1 turn down ratio, meaning they can use 10, 20, 30% of what your energy cost is, and they really adjust themselves. So they're extremely efficient in comparison to the most standard air.
What about maintenance? Because, like, we get a furnace check once a year. What is maintenance like on these systems?
Same thing as getting a standard tune-up. We just need to come out, check your pressure levels, check your refrigerant levels. Think about it like getting an air conditioning tune-up. It's really not that much different.
Okay, so there are refrigerant levels in this unit. Is that something that have to be topped off or checked?
You don't necessarily have to top it off. You just want to make sure that the pressure levels are correct. Anytime you have to top something off, I think there's...
All right, let's take another call now. Landon in Madison. Landon, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to call and share a positive experience that I've had with heat pumps. I bought my first home in 2020, and it was built in the early 80s when the oil embargo was going on, or shortly thereafter. So it was a home that did not have any sort of gas line that was connected into the home. So it's 100% electric. We had electric baseboard heat, and for only about 1,100 square feet, we were paying about $325, $330 a month in the coldest months of the year for heat. We switched to a heat pump system because we also did not have air conditioning. Does both with three heads within the house right now. Does a great job. We save on average $100 a month during the coldest months. It's been great for us. I just wanted to share that experience.
And Landon, when did you switch over to heat pump? I missed that.
May 2021, so we spent one winter with electric baseboard heat and one summer without any air conditioning, and we decided that was not going to work in the long run. So we switched to a heat pump AC system for about $9,000 total, a little bit under, before these incentives came out, but I still would have done it. So, yeah.
Yeah, Landon, sounds like you're not looking back, that it's really been a positive move, positive system in your setup.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that story. And Travis, what stands out to you about Landon's switchover in 2021?
You know, the impressive thing is you show people these ductless systems. That's what it sounds like he has. And he said three heads. So these little wall-mounted units that are about 34 to 38 inches wide can crank out a whole lot more. And people look at it and I'll show up and they'll go, that's it? That's all you're putting in here? And I said, trust me, it's going to work. I promise you, this is what's going to work. And time and time again, people are impressed at how much these little things actually output and how durable they are.
Do I have to upgrade my electrical panel? Say you have an older home. What about your electrical panel?
You know, that is a great question. It depends on the situation. If you're going all electric, there is a chance you're going to have quite a few breaker spaces or upgrade your electrical system. If you're adding a ductless system, they only use two breaker spaces, and they're pretty easy to install. So it just really depends on everyone's situation and what they're looking to go at.
Let's go to Ron now, calling from Pioneer, Missouri. Ron, go ahead.
I bought a 70-year-old fixer-upper, about 1,000 square feet. It already had an air-to-air heat pump and natural gas furnace backup. Is it mechanically feasible to add a vertical loop, you know, ground source heat pump onto that same compressor, and would it still work? And then this other idea that I just thought of was, is it mechanically feasible to also add a D superheater, which would be plumbed immediately downstream from the compressor, and it would put the excess heat into my natural gas-fired water heater? Disclosure, in '84, I worked 7 months for the Missouri Geological Survey, traveled to all 114 counties searching for injection water wells that were plumbed to heat pump systems. There were many great ones. The terrible one had been bought, maybe designed by an architect in a medium-sized city. It could handle a 40, let me think. It could keep the house 40 degrees warmer than the outdoor temperature. So when we had a severe winter, 20 below zero, it was 60 degrees.
Okay. Well, Ron, I want to toss this over to Travis here and some technical aspects here. Travis, go ahead.
Yeah. So what I would direct them towards, because we're not going to Missouri, I don't think, is to... if you're looking at doing a geothermal unit, there's a great company out in Ohio called Water Furnace. They have a great website that kind of explains a lot of how that system's going to work. But if you currently have an outdoor heat pump unit, a unitary system, you would have to switch over to a geothermal system. And those indoor units that look like furnaces are all self-contained heating, cooling, and heat pump systems with backup all in one. So it would be an entirely different indoor unit altogether that you would need in comparison to what the unit you're using now.
Ron, thank you. Talking about heat pumps, all things heat pumps, with Travis Herzog, residential estimator at an HVAC company. John in Milwaukee is the impetus for this deep dive on heat pumps. Let's hear what John had to say.
I was wondering if homes that have hot water heat and boilers can be... retrofitted to use heat pumps.
Can they be retrofitted?
Yeah. There is a unit built by a company called FacePack that does a high-velocity system. It's used in many boiler homes to bring air conditioning in. They actually make a hydronic system that can go down to negative 22 degrees. It is fairly expensive to put in, but it definitely can work, and it can heat and cool your entire home with a forced air system.
John, I hope that helps, and thank you so much for the caller-only suggestion. Let's go to Doug in Mauston. Doug, hi.
Hi. I built my house in 97 and had a heat pump AC unit put in, air handler in the attic, and then I have a wood-fired boiler for in-floor radiant heat, and I'm looking at upgrading. I'm getting older. I don't want to be doing the wood boiler anymore. And wondering if you have any recommendations. I do have the capability of doing a ground source heat pump also, because we're thinking about doing a remodel to where I could do some excavating and put in a ground loop. Would I be able to plumb that in for my in-floor radiant? Because I love warm floors.
Thank you, Doug. Travis?
Yeah, great question. It all depends on how your system is set up, what's your temperature. I would guess it's probably high temp, 180 degrees. I don't know if the ground source will be able to accommodate that type of heating number. So you may have to look at like a air-to-water source heat pump instead of a ground source. But it would be something we'd have to look at and take a case by case and take the numbers of an engineer.
What is a typical lifespan, though, on an air-to-air unit you install now?
You know, a lot of people say 10 to 15. I would say as long as they're maintained, you keep up with them. Ours come with a pretty good warranty. You could probably get 15 to 20 out of them as long as they're taken care of.
Are there any supply chain issues? Is there a weight?
Great question. Depending on the unit, if you wanted a Mitsubishi unit, there may be a weight. Our units are private labeled through Dyson, Goodman, and Manna, so we actually do not have a weight at all to get the units or the mini split systems through Dyson.
And this is still an emerging technology. Could they be better in 5 years if we wait to install them?
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you that your phone's going to be better in 5 years. Technology is going to take us above and beyond. I mean, these things could be, you know, the size of a pocket watch in 20 years, who knows? But the technology is getting better and better and better as we move on, just like everything.
Well, Travis, we appreciate you answering our heat pump questions. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Travis Herzog is a heat pump specialist for Midwest Heating and Cooling. And once again, thank you so much to John in Milwaukee, who suggested we have a heat pump conversation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.